The pandemic wears on. People get more restless with the abiding uncertainty, rankling repetition, and worry. True in homes, true in nursing homes, true in cities and colleges, true for countries in the world. Money and health is anything more foundational for our well-being and more worrisome when it's threatened. Although we don't have physical antidotes, we do have social and psychological ones, and our superpowers are kindness and generosity. The stories abound. My friend Ken walks to his lunch spot once a week to pick up a meal. His bill is something like $20. He pays with the Ben Franklin. Ken also knows his trash and recycle guys. He leaves them donuts every week. My nephew and a brother of my sister-in-law played a Zoom concert for my mom. A student of mine from last fall sent me 100 masks from her home in China. Wow. I know many people who are paying cleaning ladies and gardeners, though they cannot work at the current time. I carry out my ritual breakfast with my bride, a small way to support Nari and Molly and Paula, the great women who run the Diggory Inn. My friend Dave sent us Zingerman's sandwich ingredients, and we feasted on the number 79. Sparky, get your zing on. We are in a time where viruses spread across human networks, but so does kindness. So how can we up our generosity game to show the positive power of networks? Don't hide your generosity. Ken has taught me that. I'm so grateful that he shared his Ben Franklin move of the $100, and I have emulated it. I haven't put last names in here because I haven't asked their permission, but these are all real people doing their real thing. So share what you or others have done that's inspired you in the comments area of this blog. And if it's not working, which I've heard from time to time, email me directly and I'll share your stories as we all seek to lead with our best self.